Yeah, food noise is something that a lot of people experience. And what people mean by food noise is that just that constant mental chatter about food. It's constantly thinking about, what to eat, when to eat, what you shouldn't be eating, quote unquote, or perhaps what you should be eating. And sometimes it's not necessarily even anything to do with actual physical hunger. It's less about hunger and more about that loud, persistent thoughts about food every single day.
So how do you know the difference then between normal food thoughts, because you got to think about what you're going to have for lunch at some point, and then food noise that maybe is more than that or potentially even unhelpful?
Yeah, you're right. It is completely normal to think about food because we definitely need to eat. But food noise becomes unhelpful when it is that constant distracting or even a bit obsessive. When you're finding it hard to concentrate or you're thinking about your next meal right after finishing eating, those food decisions begin to feel quite stressful rather than something that's neutral, if that makes sense.
Can you give any examples of what that food noise could sound like in someone's head?
Yeah, it could be something like, oh, what should I eat next? Or I shouldn't have eaten that. Or, I'll be quote unquote good tomorrow. I'm still hungry. Or am I just bored? It's that, that running, I guess, commentary that doesn't really switch off in someone's brain.
What are some of the reasons people might experience those unhelpful levels of food noise?
Yeah, there's a few different common drivers for food noise. It might be that someone's actually not eating enough, or perhaps they're restricting certain foods, therefore they think about them more. It could be that someone is, skipping meals, or they have a history of constant dieting, on and off that diet cycle. They have certain food rules. Perhaps maybe it's they don't eat carbs or they don't eat a certain food until a certain time of the day. It could be related to stress or boredom or even something like emotional triggers. So lots of different things, something like sleep as well. If someone is experiencing really poor sleep at night, it can lead to more food noise the next day. So it really just depends, but there's lots of different reasons that someone might be experiencing food noise.
You're hearing from Taylor White this morning on Breakfast, and we're talking about food noise, how much you think about food before, during, after meals, but in an unhelpful sense. Taylor, I think that's the bit that I'm really taking away from you. So if someone is experiencing that, is there things that they can do, like practical things to maybe reduce some of that mental load?
Definitely, yeah. The first thing I would say to help reduce that mental load of food noise is simply just eating regularly. So making sure that you're aiming for meals and snacks every 3 to 4 hours, kind of coming back to that skipping meals and dieting and on and off that diet cycle. Simply just aiming to eat every 3 to 4 hours can be just a really good baseline. And then following on from that, making sure that you're actually eating balanced meals. So we talk about balance a lot in dietetics, but ensuring that you have a really nice source of protein on the plate, lots of fiber, lots of low GI carbohydrates for energy, and even a source of healthy fats to have really yummy and satisfying meals. Just giving yourself permission to eat all the foods, especially if someone has that diet and history, they might think that a food is good, quote unquote, or bad, but that restriction often backfires. So, giving yourself permission to eat all the foods in moderation. Something else that I find really helpful is adding structure to meals. So decisions aren't always constant. So, for example, make a Monday like a meat-free Monday, or you might theme a day like Thai Tuesday, something like that, where you just sort of give a bit of structure to the week so you're not constantly thinking, oh, what do I have to have for dinner tonight? Some simple meal planning and preparation can be really helpful. And the other thing is, just keep your day full of meaningful activities. Boredom can often amplify that constant mental chatter about food. So making sure that, you're keeping busy and you're doing things that you enjoy throughout the day as well.
When might it become a good idea to get support if that food noise is persisting or maybe getting a bit too loud?
Yeah, if your thoughts around food are becoming, overwhelming, or they are causing stress or guilt, or impacting, your eating patterns or even your quality of life, I'd think that's a pretty good time to seek support. So a GP, of course, but a dietitian or a psychologist can really help unpack what's going on and help you making sure that you're eating well and eating enough to support your mental health as well as your overall diet quality.
Taylor, anything else that we've missed or you think would be helpful for people to know when it comes to food noise?
Yeah, I would just say food noise is actually really common. It shouldn't be something that takes up a lot of space in your mind. It's not a lack of willpower. It's often, your body probably telling you something that it's not getting. So, with some right support and structure, we can help sort of eliminate the food noise and just give you a better quality of life overall.